The banana business, it is a business. It's a big business. Four big companies dominate the global banana market, the American companies Chiquita, Dole, and Fresh Del Monte, and the Irish company Fifes. 5 months ago, Chiquita announced that it was going to merge with Fifes. That deal would have created the world's largest banana company, and Chiquita would get to avoid higher U.S. taxes by moving its corporate headquarters to Ireland. Chris White is a journalist who covers the fresh produce business. He says insiders liked the idea of a merger.
They've been seeing this deal as one that between Fifes and Chiquita that makes sense to people. Two companies that are in many ways quite similar with the product portfolios they have.
Insiders may have liked it, but the markets did not. Chiquita's stock has plunged in recent months. And now, at the 11th hour, an orange juice company from Brazil is making an audacious bid to buy up Chiquita. Yep, the American company that was going to merge with its Irish rival now could be swallowed up by a Brazilian company. That company's name, by the way, is Cutrale, and it's offering Chiquita stakeholders more money for their shares than they're worth on the market. That might be testament to how much the Chiquita brand, with its famous blue and yellow logo, is worth.
It's a very well-known brand, certainly well-known to shoppers in the United States and in other parts of the world. And it could well be that Cutrale sees opportunities to leverage the Chiquita brand on its other product because it helps the company diversify out of its almost total reliance, I think, on orange juice.
Shareholders at Chiquita are expected to decide on which deal they'll go with by the end of the week. But regardless of who ends up winning the banana bidding war, you probably won't see any big changes in the produce section at the supermarket. A banana is still a banana, if you know what I mean.